From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. I mean, you know, my Labor Day is on Wednesday, so I'll take time off from work then. But happy Labor Day weekend to you. I happen to like this holiday, you know, perfectly designed for working men and women. Remind us right now, though, of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, name an event at which food is served. 8 letters. Inside this word is the name of a food in 4 letters. Remove these 4 letters, and the remaining 4 letters in order will name another food. What words are these?
I love the answer. You'll tell it in a minute because I'm a New Englander. What's the answer?
Well, the event is a clam bake.
You bet.
Inside is a lamb. Remove lamb and you get cake.
Nice, nice. Appetizing. We had over 900 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is David Carroll from St. Francis, Wisconsin. Hi, David.
Hi, Leanne.
Ever been to a clam bake?
I have never been to a clam bake.
A lot of fun. What do you do in Wisconsin?
I'm a network systems administrator for a small company.
And what does that mean?
It means that anything with a plug in it is my responsibility, from the toaster all the way up to the servers.
Excellent. Are you a natural puzzle player?
I always have liked riddles and puzzles ever since I was a little kid.
How long have you been doing this one on the radio?
About 10 years off and on.
Yeah? Do you shout at your radio?
I do.
You do. Well, now you know what? You don't have to shout. You can just play. Are you ready?
I am ready, yeah.
All right, Will, meet David. Let's play.
All right, David, every answer today is the first and last name of a famous person. I'm going to give you a two-word phrase. Change one letter in each word to name the person. And here's a hint, the letter you change to is the same in the first and last names. For example, if I said Seal Pens, S-E-A-L-P-E-N-S, you would say Sean Penn. And in each case, you're changing to an N.
Okay.
All right. Number one is Salty Fiend. S-A-L-T-Y-F-I-E-N-D.
Sally Field.
Nice.
Sally Field. Very good. Number two is Party Hearse. P-A-R-T-Y-H-E-A-R-S-E.
Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst is right. Mix Furrow. M-I-X-F-U-R-R-O-W.
Leanne, help.
Star of Peyton.
Mia Farrow.
Mia
Farrow, good job. Annie Ladders, A-N-Y-L-A-D-D-E-R-S.
Ann Landers.
Ann Landers, good. Best Packs, B-E-S-T-P-A-C-K-S.
Bert?
Yes, Bert is right. Where do you put the R in the last name?
At the end. Who is that?
Bert Parr.
Bert Parks.
Parks, of course. Yeah, that's right. R before the X. There you go. There she is, Bert, Miss America, the guy who used to sing that. That's who that is, David.
Okay,
Bert
didn't know.
Parks. Oh, good.
He's too young. Here's your next one. Carrie Pons, C-A-R-R-Y-P-O-N-D-S.
Okay.
And you want to think baseball.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is right. Hunk Apron, H-U-N-K, A-P-R-O-N.
Excuse me.
Hey, Garrett.
Yeah, hey, nice. Garrett, good. Red Burner, R-E-D, B-U-R-N-E-R.
Ted Turner.
Mm-hmm. Ted Turner, good. Pierce Cutie, P-I-E-R-C-E, C-U-T-I-E. It's a famous scientist.
All that's coming to mind is Madame Curie.
Yeah, well, what was
well,
her husband's
think of her husband.
Oh, good one. I have no idea who her husband was. Pierre Curie.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. All right, try this one. March Pole, M-A-R-C-H-P-O-L-L. And I'll give you a hint. Change the last letter of the first name.
March Pole. I'm not getting anywhere with
no.
this.
Changing that. So there's Marcy's.
And it's not Marcy.
Okay. Marcus? No.
Close.
Where?
It's a famous traveler.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo is right.
Polo.
And here's your last one. It's a fictional one. Meter wiper. MeterWiper.
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper. Good job.
Hey, David, you know what?
What's that?
I think you did very well.
Thank you, Leon.
I think we made a really good team with this one.
I had a great time.
It was. It was a lot of fun. It was very funny, actually. Nice
work. Some of those were really hard.
Yes, they were. I agree with you. But we did well. I mean, we only needed help with a couple of them. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Wow. David, what's your member station? What do you listen to?
WUWM.
In Milwaukee.
That's correct.
All right. David Carroll from St. Francis, Wisconsin. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right, Will, let's keep the fun going. What's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it's not a very hard one. Rearrange the letters of charades, charades, to make two words that are synonyms. So again, take the word charades, charades, rearrange those letters to make two words that are synonyms. What are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.